absolute and mighty praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
So we have been looking at the extraordinary help of God, a case study from the life of King Uzziah, how God marvelously helped King Uzziah in 2 Chronicles 26, verse 1 all the way to 15. And we've done a great deal of work. We read the whole chapter, so I'll not go back to read it because I don't have time. And then we started deriving lessons from his story. Since it's a case study, we have to focus everything on his story. Later on next week, I'll be taking you to certain dimensions of extraordinary help. But this time around, from last Sunday, I've been focusing only on King Uzziah. That if the Bible, because that is the main character for this whole 40 days, that the Bible said in 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 15, that he was marvelously helped by the Lord. He was extraordinarily helped by the Lord. And we have explained what that means. We have explained that it is the kind of help that blows the mind. It is the kind of help where heaven backs you with all resources and all power in such an unusual way. May your life reflect that dimension of help. If your amen is loud, tonight you'll never live the same. I said, may your life reflect that dimension of glory. That dimension of help to make your life easy and to make your life possible. We explained all that. Amen. All right. So we said, when the Lord is helping a man, according to the story of Uzziah, he makes up for his disadvantages. 16 years old, he was disadvantaged when it comes to age. He had a weakness of immaturity. He could have ended up making so many mistakes. But the Lord made up for his immaturity. The Lord covered his disqualification. So when God is helping a man, he covers his disqualification. He qualifies the unqualified. He covers his immaturity. He makes up for where he falls short. May God make up for where you fall short. Your amen can be a believer's one. May God make up for any area of your life that you are falling short. He did it for Uzziah. Again, we said he doesn't consult his family history or background. Uzziah was the man who had a poor family history because his father failed the Lord. His grandfather failed the Lord. Many of the men that rose up in Uzziah's lineage failed the Lord. But God still did not consult his family background to have dealings with him. God treated him separately and gave him opportunities separately, that even at age 16, the Lord decided to make a testimony out of his life. And I pray for somebody here that irrespective of your background, may God's dealing with you be different in the name of Jesus. May God's dealing with you be unique in the name of Jesus. May God pick you irrespective of who your father is and irrespective of who your mother is. May God not consult your past to determine your future. If your amen is loud, that grace is falling on you. That grace is falling on you. We said number three, and God is helping a man according to the testimony of Uzziah. He makes him a builder and a restorer of the broken walls, the builder and a restorer of the breach. The Bible says in verse 2 that as soon as he took over office, as soon as he sat on the throne at age 16, the grace of God came upon him and he started building Fort Elot. Fort Elot, I explained to you, was a port, a harbor or a port where the ships in those days stopped to transact business in Egypt by the Nile River. And so it was a very big business center, like the way we have Tema. The Tema Harbor. That was how Elot in verse 2 was, and his great-grandfather sinned against the Lord. The Lord attacked and destroyed everything, including Elot. But in his days, even when he was just 16 years old, the Bible says that, and the Lord helped him, and he rebuilt Elot. I pray that all the wasted places in your mother's lineage, you are rising up with an anointing of Uzziah, and you will rebuild them in the name of Jesus. I said, you will rebuild them in the name of Jesus. The broken walls of your family, the destroyed glories and testimonies of your family, out of you shall spring forth brand new glory. You are not here with me at all. I said, out of you shall spring forth brand new glory. And the glory that was tempered with in the days of your mothers, in the days of your grandmothers, in the days of your aunties, in your time, the Lord will restore that glory. The Bible says you shall lay the foundations for many generations. I declare that the children that are coming after you, and the grandchildren, and the great-great-grandchildren that are coming after you, they will look up to you for glory. They will look at your story for praise. They will connect with your testimony. They will connect with your altar. They will connect with your name. They will say, so and so is my grandmother. So and so is my grandfather. Because you would have left them a legacy. You would have left them a story. You would have left them something glorious. If your amen is loud, that power is coming. I said that power is coming. I said that glory is coming. Let your amen be the loudest. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. We also said that when the Lord is helping a man, he takes over his battles. Number 4, he takes over his battles against his enemy. In verse 7, the Bible says that, and the Lord helped Uzziah against the Philistines, against the Midianites, and against the Ammonites, and all the people that were fighting Israel in those days. The Lord helped this 16-year-old king against these mighty nations. I believe that once he took over, like they did to David, his great grandfather, as soon as he took over, they heard that a certain small boy has been declared the king of Israel. Oh yeah, let us go and take over, because he lacks experience, because he has not even gone to war before, a 16-year-old boy. But the Bible said the Lord helped him against the experienced warriors. May your God help you take over your battles. Every battle your father failed to finish, every battle your uncles failed to finish, in your time you will destroy that battle. You will finish that battle. And the children that are going to come after you, they will not need to fight that battle, because you have finished that enemy. Shout, I am the word. Shout, I am the word. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. The Lord helped him, like the way the Lord helped David with just a sling and a stone, brought down Goliath the giant. A man with 24 fingers and then toes, he brought him down. Pam! He brought him down. A warrior from youth and a little boy in his teens. You realize that it doesn't matter the direction the stone took. Goliath was determined to come down, because there was something called help. There was something called help. So it doesn't matter if he threw it mistakenly or he threw it well. The thing is that it has been signed that this guy is bringing you down. Was determined. I don't care what you are not good at or what you are good at. In these 40 days, I sign your help warrant. I declare that the help of God is falling upon you. The help of God is coming upon you. The help of God is finding expression in your life. When men see you, they'll see a woman helped by God. They'll see a man helped by God. They'll see a young guy helped by God. They'll see a student helped by God. They'll see a worker helped by God. They'll see a relationship helped by God. They'll see a wedding helped by God. They'll see a child helped by God. They'll see a church helped by God. They'll see a ministry helped by God. They'll see a mother helped by God. They'll see a father helped by God. They'll see a minister help by God. Whoever you are, men will ascribe God to your life. Men will be able to discern God in your own life. Shout, I am the word. Shout, I am the word. number five, he gives him opportunity. All this I have done, take the recordings for free, they're on the podcast. When God is helping a man, he gives him the opportunity and the wisdom to seek him early. When God is helping a man, that is when he creates the opportunity for you to find him early. That is what I dealt with yesterday, that as many of you, if you know what is awaiting you in the future, you will not ask God for more time in the world before surrendering your life to Jesus, because God knows what defeated your family. God knows what stopped your family members. God knows what is waiting for you at 8:30. God knows what your life will become at 8:45 if he doesn't save you at 16. So God saved Josiah at 16 because his father didn't have a good record. His grandfather didn't have a good record. And if God is to wait a little bit, Uzziah would have destroyed his life. And so God picked Uzziah at age 16, and God gave him a natural desire to seek after the Lord, even though he was immature. Who taught Uzziah that there is a God in Israel? Who taught Uzziah that you can seek him in prayer? Who taught Uzziah that you can seek him in fasting? Who taught Uzziah that you can follow after the ways of God? The Bible said, Uzziah at age 16 decided to seek her in the verse number 5, and as long as he sought the Lord helped him, and he prospered. And I pray for somebody here that as long as you seek the Lord, you will enjoy prosperity, you will enjoy the help of God. As long as you find God, you will find life, you will find success, you will find glory, you will find achievement. I told you my story. Nobody preached to me about Jesus. My family was not that kind of holy family. I didn't live with a father. I had only a mother who was hustling to make ends meet. I wake up alone. I sleep alone. I was a boy, my own boss. I go to school when I want, and I stay at home when I want. I go to the football field when I want. I sleep in town when I want. I was literally a kobolo. I didn't know my left and right. But when I became 10 years of age, the Lord picked me up. I didn't know how. I didn't know what he told me. I didn't know why. But I found myself desiring God. I found myself following after God. I didn't understand what I was doing then. I can't tell you the prayer I was praying then. But I was on the Achimota forest. I was on the school parks. I was on the street. I was preaching everywhere. Who taught me God? I don't know the one. Who taught me God? Who gave me that desire? It was not handed from father to child. It was not handed from mother to child. I strengthened my two hands in the spirit. Every young person here, may you have a desire for God. May you have a desire for Jesus. May you have a longing for God. David said, in a dry and a thirsty land where there is no water, early in the morning will I seek you, because it is the people who go to the riverside early in the morning that have the high chance of getting the cleanest water. Early devotion produces early promotion, because he has set his love upon me. Oh David, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. That is promotion, because he has known my name. You will know the Lord at a tender age. You will not wait until you are born three. You will not wait until you are school dropout. You will not wait until you have been to the prison. You will not wait until your life is complicated. As green as you are, you shall surrender. As green as you are, you shall surrender. And the quality of your future will not be compromised. Can I prophesy over 20 people? You will not serve God in your old age, after you have destroyed yourself, after you have become a drunkard, after there is nothing left with you, but you will serve God as a green grass. You will serve God as a young child. You will serve God as a young child, so that when you grow up, you will see the glory of God without it being diluted. Can I hear you say, yes, I am? Clap your two hands together. I can't explain it. I don't know how it happened, but the Lord helped me to overcome one temptation to another. As a little guy, the devil saw the star and it set several traps for me. But the Lord gave me the desire to say no. Somebody under the sound of my voice, your destiny is at stake. Because of what God has for you, like Uzziah, He is giving you the desire to love Him. He is giving you the grace to love Him. The Bible says that for the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. It is the Holy Spirit, Romans 5:5, that can give you a desire. The Bible says that for He causes us both to be willing and to be obedient of His good pleasure. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, He will cause you to say no to masturbation. He will cause you to say no to fornication. He will cause you to say no to prayerlessness. He will drive you to your place of encounter. He will drive you to your place of prayer. He will make you hungry for the word of God. If you have not prayed, you will feel restless. I hear the sound of an abundance of revival here tonight. I hear a stirring up in your spirit. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help you spiritually. The way you are struggling with the Christian life is going to be over. God will help you. I said God will help you. I said God will help you. Irrespective of the sincerity of your heart, you need the help of God to maintain consistency in your spiritual life. You may not plan to fall, but you can fall. You may not plan to disappoint God. The genuine believers, when they fall to sin, they weep and they cry. The reason is because they never saw it coming. They never prepared for it. And I'm speaking to such people here that wish they have stopped the things they are doing, but they are still continuing to do, and they feel like they are wretched. It is those who feel helpless that qualify for the help of God. I stretch out my hands in the spirit. Wherever you are losing in a spiritual battle, wherever you are losing in the battle of righteousness, in the battle of consecration, receive help from the Lord. Receive help from the Lord. Receive help from the Lord. Take your seat. This is what we did yesterday. Listen to me. I'm a living testimony of the help of God. I'm a living testimony. I'm a living testimony. How God helped a man. And the number one way God helped Uzziah, the first, was that he was a guy that saw the Lord. Meanwhile, he saw his father destroyed by the Lord, failed miserably. So who taught him? Who taught David, whose father was not known to be a very, very serious believer? Bible theologians at least gives us the background of David, that is likely to be the mother of a servant in the house, the son of a servant in the house that his father Jesse impregnated. So he was hidden. That's the only justification to why a senior prophet will visit your home and ask you for your sons, and you bring out the legitimate ones, and you never mention that there is one who forgets his last baby. Who forgets his last baby? It's not natural. It's not natural. Check how your mother liked your last baby. Check how your father pampered the last baby. Who forgets the last baby? Who sends the last baby to the bush and leave the elders in the house? Who does that? It is only the one who has something to hide. So there was no way Jesse could have taught David God. But it says, as the deer pants after the water brooks, so my soul. This is not a 30 years guy talking, though. He was a teenager, writing all the songs, the love songs for Jesus, spending all his time with Jesus, loving the Lord. Ah. God is raising a young people. Listen, I know who I am. I know where I've been called. Has not called for old people. So I'm not troubled when I'm surrounded by young people. Because God showed me the people He was sending me to. And you are one of them. And He didn't send me to pamper you. He sent me to show you how to find help for spirituality. Because He gave me help for spirituality. Just at the age of 10 years. That is the secret of my success story, if there is any like that. Early devotion. J. generates early promotion. Amen. You saw how he helped Solomon? Because Solomon said, but I am a child. He sought God, fasting and prayer and sacrifice. I am a child. Help me. That is why he succeeded. Bible says that, and King Solomon exceeded all the kings in wisdom and in riches. All the kings, including his father. Why? Because he too had the secret of early beginning. You'll be there and say that I started too early. You are 18, you say you have started too early. One young guy told me, he said, Pastor, the stories you are sharing here, in Dominica class, why am I born again? Daddy, why am I born again? Because I was sharing a testimony of somebody who lived a very wayward life for years, and God called him, and then this, my shepherd told me that, daddy, and I meet me yesterday, and they say, but there is a mystery, and the mystery of early beginning. Don't wait till you have no pleasure. That's what the Bible says. It says, seek him now that you are youth, before the days come when you have no pleasure. Before the days come when you have no energy, when you have 3 children following you, by the time you are supposed to lead prayer. So some time ago, I hardly go to the house. Me, I'll roam about everywhere. Everywhere there's the name of God. But now I have to go home. I have to. If I don't go home, the calls will come, text messages. I have to go home. Now I can be leading prayer with my map, holding one phone, and my one hand is holding a baby. And as I'm saying, receive it, I'm doing the baby like, receive, take it, this one. Tell somebody, before the days come, the days where you have no pleasure, when you said, I cannot do, there are days that you cannot do certain things. Today you are free, a single guy. You off the light when you want. You on it when you want. A time is coming when you're about to off it. Your partner will tell you that, "Me, I can't sleep with light." When you're about to on, I said, "I want to pray." Your partner will be waiting for you. Honey, are you coming? That you are coming to pray. Tell somebody you have advantage. Singleness is an advantage. You have an advantage. You think singleness is a curse? An advantage. If you don't know how to amplify or make use of your singleness, that is when it becomes a waiting period for marriage. Singleness is not a waiting period for marriage. It's a season where you achieve a lot, where you go to school, where you grow yourself, where you develop yourself, where you get, if you want to get your PhD, don't try to do it in marriage, because you will be ready and still your children are coming. Daddy, where's my toothbrush? Mommy, where's my they will come, sir. One page. And when you are single, you can just lock yourself, put your phone away, and you will chew a whole pamphlet. That's the blessing of singleness. Singleness is not for burning. I think it's for burning. It's for secret sins.
Sit down.
My desire for you is that God will help you. He will lay his help on you. Psalm 86 says that I have laid hands upon the mighty. I have laid my help upon he that is mighty. And I search for the meaning of the mighty. And the meaning of the mighty, I have laid help on he who is a warrior, a fighter. As long as you don't give up, God will help you in the name of Jesus. As long as you decide that you will not throw in the towel, no matter how many times you make a mistake or how many times you struggle, you tell yourself that I am not giving up. I'm a fighter. I will not give up. I'm a fighter. It's not over until it's over. Then the help of God will come upon you. The help of God. We call it grace. Come upon you. Are you blessed? And there are areas that God helped Uzziah, that God opened my eyes and showed me about. Let's quickly take a look at them. Number one, like I said, God helped Uzziah spiritually. And don't be quick to bypass that one. Because
it is the back rock or the backbone. It is the rock of the other helps. Because the Bible says, as long as he sought the Lord caused him to prosper. So that means that once that one is not there, the Bible said concerning his grandfather in 2 Chronicles 20, his own father, in 2 Chronicles 25, verse 27, the Bible said concerning his father is called Amaziah. The Bible said, the day that Amaziah stopped following the Lord, that day, they turned against him, planned his death, and they killed him. It is the secret. It is the secret. There are many things we are leading you to pray about the help of God. But the bedrock, the bedrock. And I know that's what you don't want to hear. But I'm not here to please you. I'm your father. I am teaching you the ways of God. The Bible said that, for I know Abraham, that he will teach his children after me. At least God should be able to sit in heaven and trust me that I don't flow with the wind. That I don't allow the people to lead me. That I have to come and prophesy first. I have to come and do what everybody is doing. No. You are in the wrong church. You will come for a prayer meeting. I can turn it into teachings. And I'll teach you to you. You say, I'm not coming again. It's your own cup of tea. Because I'm led by the Spirit. So number one was spirituality. Verse 4 and verse 5. He saw the face of God. Number two was financially. So these are the areas of Uzziah. When God said he was marvelously helped, the first area God helped him was spirituality. So you to pray and ask God's help to quit the masturbation, to quit that pornography, to quit that boyfriend. You want to stop with that guy, you can't stop. Pray for the help of God. The grace of God to give you wisdom to stop that relationship that you know is destroying your future. Need the help. Tell somebody you need help in your spiritual life. How you struggle to sit down and read 30 minutes of scripture. In fact, you are fast asleep. You'll be dreaming. By the time you get to verse 3, you're already in the third realm of the dream. Already. By the time we say we are praying, we have our hands, we are asleep. Have you seen people that we are praying with? Then when I ask that, what did you people see? The one was sleeping. he was fast asleep. Fast asleep to the extent that he was dreaming. While standing. Oh yeah. I remember when I was a youth, around 14 years, in a prayer squad in my former church. And there was this elderly man, he was our youth president or so by then. And it was an all night. We were all praying. My spiritual father had carried a block. If he doesn't want to sleep, he carries block. But by then, you see that big church building there, Full Gospel. That was our church. So by then, it was not built. We were under canopy. So we had blocks. And so I would see my father carrying block. That means I carry half block. If I can't find the nearest block, I take plastic chairs. I'm also carrying. Then this brother, gentleman one, he won't help himself. He was standing there. By the time we had finished the prayer and we were standing there, he was like, "May top your water." Do you know when the place is quiet? We are waiting for the next prayer point. And the guy buys the water. It's like the way when you were going, you used to dream, you are standing by a gutter. Wee-wee, before you realize you are. Has he happened to you before? Tell me, drop your water. I've never forgotten it today. And I realize the devil is a bad devil. So those of you who have been sleeping, you need the help of God. You need the help of God. Because when you take, some of you, yours is very, very serious. 5 minutes into prayer, you are sleeping. 5 minutes into reading your Bible. If you think I'm lying, experiment it. Sleep the whole day and still pick your Bible to read. You'll be shocked that in 15 minutes you'll be sleeping. Wait, don't say stress. So sleep the whole day. I'm giving you a challenge. Sleep the whole day and pick your Bible that you want to read. You'll be shocked how your eyes are going because you lack the help. But you see, there's a devil that doesn't want you to advance spiritually. I'm telling you, he knows that all other things will align in your life if you have that one right. even as your soul prospers. Even as your soul prospers. Even as your soul prospers. So the other dimensions will not do well if your soul is not doing well.
I hear what I'm saying.
Number two, he helped him financially. God helped him financially. Verse 5 and verse 8. If you were not here when I started the first two tapes, please grab the copy. It's on Castbox. Eh? Just write Reverend Prince Lai. You see all my messages. You will do yourself great good. Play it in your shop. Play it in your car. Play it. Earpiece. Use it in your office. Give yourself 1 year of listening to the messages in this house. You will be a theologian. You will know the Bible back to back. I'm telling you. Because by the grace of God, God is teaching us deep things in this church. I'm challenging you. Just go and decide to soak all the messages in 1 year. Try. Every day you are soaking a message from the Castbox. And see the level of knowledge you will grow in. The Bible says that grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. You will see. Financially, verse 5. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. So God helped him financially. May God help you financially. Verse 8. How did God do that? How did God do that? And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah. Charlie, this is not the time for you to keep quiet. May people bring you gifts. Some of you have not yet received a gift that has changed your life before. So when I say people give you gifts, you don't understand the dimension I'm talking about. There's a gift somebody can come and drop a car key in your hands. It's a gift. Instead of saving, I've driven two cars. The two cars, or they drop the keys in my hands. The first one was picked by Pastor Paul. The second one was picked by Pastor Collins. They are the people I sent to go and pick it, so that I'll have evidence. Or two phone I've seen the dance in you or approaching. Maybe that was for no more. If I'm a liar, they will all stop following me. Someone handed over 4x4. He said, I've shipped it for you. Before the car came, I had a video. I was sending it to everybody. This is my car. I'm going to drive. I was driving it in my dreams before it came. Say help. If you have to save to buy everything, save. To marry, save, to buy pampers, save, to buy a napkin, you have to save to buy. Tell somebody, we don't save to buy everything. No. There are things that must come by grace. It is not irresponsibility. It's not. It's the help of God. God through Joshua told the people, I have given you houses you didn't build. That means there are houses you must be in that you didn't build. Listen, for the sake of pride, say, this is why you've been teaching. There are houses your hands will build. At least to fulfill the scripture of Zerubbabel. That your hands have laid the foundation, has finished it. But aside that, there are many houses you are going to sleep in that you didn't build. Receive that prophecy in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. But there are things that you do just to satisfy your ego as a man. That if you did some. But God is telling you that there are houses I can give you. There are cars I can give you. There are business. He said, farms, vineyards you did not cultivate. I, the Lord, gave to you. Joshua, I, the Lord, gave to you. So there are things God gives that we don't struggle for. And that is the dimension you are entering into. So Uzziah was operating in that dimension. That the Ammonites, when a nation is bringing you a gift, can you imagine the gift? A country is bringing you a gift. It's not an individual. When a country, you see, and that was what was said about Solomon. When God was helping Solomon to be rich, Bible said that they were carrying the gold from Tarshish, far away, from different countries in ships. By the time a ship will arrive, it is full of gold, silver, golden cut, like treasures. That is why Solomon till today is the world's richest man. Nobody's richest. I calculated it with you I think last year, over here, when I was teaching you on prosperity. Nobody, Elon Musk, whatever, none of them have gotten half of what Solomon got till today. When it's quantified in dollar terms. I'm telling you. Because what? It is not by strength. It's not by their power. It's a heaven-made prosperity. See, heaven-made. They brought him gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad. Tributes. Other versions say they brought him tributes. nations were bringing him taxes. Do you know that Solomon didn't draw even one sword? Oh, no, do you know that story? Solomon didn't go to one battle. One. His father did all the fighting. But Solomon, listen, your children are coming to enjoy luxury because you will finish every battle in your father's house. You will finish every battle in your mother's house. Your children are rising battle free. I'm prophesying to 20 people here. Your children are rising up battle free. They will not fight that health battle. They will not fight that financial battle. They will not fight that marital battle. They will not fight that business battle.
One gentleman that was telling me a story, a young boy. No, let me tell the girl's story. The girl was 16 years. She became pregnant. When she went to tell her mother started crying. Why was her mother crying? And her mother told her, that was the exact year I became pregnant. It's exact year. The mother was not crying because the daughter was pregnant. The mother was crying because the daughter was pregnant at the same age she became pregnant. 16. There are things you don't joke with. But that is why I'm praying for you. There are certain health battles in your family. Certain financial battles in your family. Certain marital, there are families with married. No matter how sincerely you love the brother or the sister, something should happen. It's like it has been programmed. But I pray that you will finish that battle in the name of Jesus. And you'll be victorious. And the children that are coming after you, they will have no need to fight. Say, I am the one, me and my children.
Hallelujah. Give tributes. And that was the story of Solomon. He didn't fight one single fight, but all the nations were bringing him taxes, tributes. Say, hey, me dem pay me once more. If it's can go, me dem pay me once more. And he was just sitting down, he was getting the money. He was so rich. No war. May the Lord put an end to every battle in your life.
Number three, strength and health. The Lord helped him in strength or in health. The Lord helped him in strength or in health. God made him strong, both physically and in the kingdom. God made him strong, both physically. Uzziah was strong. Listen, Uzziah ruled for 58 years. He was one of the kings that had the opportunity to rule long. He ruled for 52 years. Amen. And he was strong. He was agile. He was powerful. He was not a sickler or carrying sickness of any form or disease of any form. Why? Because when the Lord helps you, he heals you. When the Lord helps you, he heals you. I think it's in Psalm 42 verse 5 and Psalm 43 verse 5. Let me see. I think that I prayed with this scripture some time ago. Give me Psalm 42. Let me show you. Good. It's this one. When you read this, I read the next verse. Psalm 42 verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted? That's depression. Why are you depressed? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Then go to the next chapter. Don't forget for the help of his countenance. Don't be depressed because of God's help that is coming. Say amen. But the next verse says that the same scripture. Why art thou cast down? Oh, my soul. Why art thou disquieted? The same depressive state. Hope in God. The same solution. For I have yet praised him who is the health of mine. So the first one says help of my countenance. The second one says health of my countenance. So help equals health. Where there is help, there will be health. Every sickness you have been battling with, the help of God is coming on you. The help of God is coming on your life. That is why blind Bartimaeus, he shouted, have mercy upon me, Lord, because we provoke help through mercy. When somebody say have mercy, it means help me. Help me. When a blind man say have mercy, it means I need healing. When a poor man say have mercy, it means I need prosperity. So help is equivalent to words, health. When God helps you, he cancels your medical report. A
every medical report that is against scripture, I stand on this exalted altar and I cancel it now. Let your amen be like fire. I cancel it now. Anyone that is connected to you that is dying as a result of sickness, I command the power of the Lord to go through your hands right now and touch them now. Give him strength. Verse 8 of 2 Chronicles. Number 3, infrastructural help. God gave, number 4, God gave him infrastructural help. That is the building anointing. I will say the builder's anointing. Ask somebody, do you know there is anointing for building? There are people, no matter how rich they become, they are not able to lay one block. They rather live frivolously. They rather chill, driving cars that could build 10 houses. But somewhere, somehow, they never get the wisdom and the focus to lay a block. Because perhaps there is an altar that doesn't permit that in their family. And it makes them live lavishly from the start of their life, only to end as beggars. So such people, they lack the grace to lay a block. They lack the grace to lay a block. Amen. Oh, amen. At what age did we build this thing? At what age? At what age? I'm not good at keeping record. We built this. That year I got married. So 2018. So 2018, deducted for my 34 years. So I was around 29, thereabout. Right? Yes. So I built my first church building by the grace of God at 29 years. That's the building you are sitting in. And as I'm talking to you now, today I share some videos. More than 500 seater capacity. In fact, we have not added the top. Last year alone, we filled 500 people inside and over 100 people on the floor. The tops are now coming just for us to enter. Then we'll enlarge it. In the matter of some few years, we'll enlarge it. That's just a branch, so it's not headquarters. Say the builder's anointing. And when I stand there and I look at you, the humongous nature of what God is doing, at age 34, I become marveled. But that is when the Lord is helping you marvelously. It's not according to pocketing. Tell somebody, it's not according to pocketing. I know a man that used to come and sell when we were in the university. He said, Shanghai, there's no inspection of pocketing. Use your last to buy it and wear it. Nobody will inspect your pocket. People address you based on your dressing. That's his theory. But without financial strength, you and I know we don't have that financial strength for what is being done there. But some way, somehow, God is helping us. God is helping you. Some of you, God is helping you. He's putting certain monies into your hand so that you can use. Some of you, God is helping you. He's making them dash you certain gifts so that you can use. Some of you, God is helping you. He's making them increase your bonuses so that you can use. Some of you, God is helping us. That's the anointing of Nehemiah. Or you don't know it's an anointing. Is it Haggai? Is it Haggai chapter 1? Check the verse for me. Is it Haggai chapter 1? Either verse 6 or 9, that about my Bible people. Check it for me. Bible says that, and the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel. Huh? The son of either Shittel or something. And stirred up the heart of the governor. Stirred up the heart of the priest. Stirred up the heart of the king. All these three people. So that they will build them. The house of the Lord. So when God wants to use you to build his house, he first equips you with an anointing. We call it the builder's anointing. It came upon Nehemiah. He was shaking in the king's palace. Sorrowful, he said, I must go to Jerusalem. Listen to me. Any building that has not yet been erected in your family lineage, God is God through your own hands. The way you feel weak, in your weakness is strong. In the way you feel incapacitated, you feel like you have financial incapacity. The Lord is going to give you the strength to build. The Lord is going to give you the wisdom to build. It's in verse 14. Go. He stirred up their hearts so that they were able to rise, the remnant of all the people, that they came and did the work of the house of the Lord. And that's the anointing working in rescue currently. That's the anointing. In four years, we are building two church buildings. In 4 years, we build this one. At the same time, managing branches, paying bills. At the same time, sending missionaries, taking care of them, making sure that they have houses, they have rooms, they have life they are living. At the same time, being a blessing to poor people in the church. At the same time, buying lands and properties that we have bought. At the same time, not one, not two. They are just waiting for us. In a matter of 6 years of the existence of the church, tell somebody, it's called the builder's anointing. I may not be able to mention your name and prophesy. That's not my office. I may not be able to tell you what you ate and what you drank. I don't care about that because that's not my office. But I carry an apostolic mandate. And the mandate that I carry, it can make nobodies become somebodies. It can make nothing produce something. It can make ministries be birthed. It can attract properties and attract help. And I lay that mantle upon everyone here. I lay that mantle upon everyone here. Receive the spirit of rescue. Receive the mantle of rescue. Receive the mantle of rescue. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Let me tell you something. When we were building this place, my friend, how many of you know my friend Kweku One? The seer. Now I can mention your names and your passport numbers. It's a prophetic office. Powerful. There are good ones, there are fake ones. Don't mix the two. Don't condemn everybody because of a movie you watch. Tell someone there are good ones. Because that is the error of the last days. If we don't take care, what Jesus warned us will happen. He said, allow them to grow together. Allow them. Now we are trying to cut all of them down. Now the prophets are afraid to prophesy. We are now sabotaging the spirit of God. Because now the genuine prophets are afraid. Because now by the time you say, my eyes are going to say,
suddenly.
Do you understand? So I am not in the office of a seer, but I feel for them. I feel like they will be crippled if they don't take care. That's why the prophets are now speaking. It looks like they are fighting. And the apostles and the prophets are fighting. Because the apostles are kind of insecure about the prophetic. Because people love the names being mentioned. Not all the apostles do, but I am saying what is happening as a pastor in the field. That's what I'm seeing. But let's allow the prophets to prophesy. Let's allow the apostles to build and to heal and to deliver and to bring order in the church like they are trying to do. But in us we do it, let us do it in such a way that we will not destroy the wheat and the rubbish or the weeds together. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So Uzziah built 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 2. He built a whole port. Right at age 16 when he took over his first building, his first thing that he did was to build. From verse 9 and verse 10, let's read it quickly. We'll finish it quickly and then we'll start praying. And I'm going to impart all your tokens. Make sure you are here with something that represents what you are looking for. Either a healing, either a job, either a medical report, either a land title, a land document, anything that a job, a name of a job or something. Anything you are believing God for a touch. A picture of somebody, anything that you are believing God for a touch. Verse 9 says, well, moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem. At the corner gate and at the valley gate and at the turning of the wall and fortified them. He started building. He had an anointing that makes you build effortlessly. 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 Amen. I took some of the church board members to our site at Dantra when they saw how big the land was. They were surprised. Word. They were surprised. I took some of them to Midian when they saw how huge the land, like the fine land at an like a strategic location, and how it had been walled.
These are signs of the builder's anointing. And listen, you may have money, but if you don't have that grace, it will take you 100 years to build. It will take you. Because always when you try, something will take your focus. You don't have the grace that makes it happen effortlessly. And as God helped Uzziah, I'm praying that every rescue member will be a house owner by himself. You see, that is why God has given you an opportunity to build a church. Because you are sowing a seed of building. There are people who don't join churches that are building. That's true. That's very, very true. And I understand their concern. They are just human. Oh, a church that is building, that means that you will be asked to give to build. So they like to join the ones that have cathedrals already. That's rational. That's logical. They have a point. But Jesus says that give, it shall be given unto you. Press down. So that means that because you didn't give for a building, what it takes to build, it will not be given to you. You don't have that grace. You don't have it. Because it is what you give that you have. Your mind is that I can't build God a church, but God should build you a house. No. 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 Tell somebody you are blessed to be building God's church. You are just blessed. It's a privilege. Not everybody got it. I'm blessed that this is the second church building I'm involved. Me too, I'm paying some. Well, look at the list. You see mine. Me too, I'm paying some. I'm not coming to take from you. Me too, I'm paying. He built several things. Verse 10. And also he built towers in the desert, digged many wells, for he had much cattle, both in the low country. So he was a builder. The next thing that God helped him in agriculture, he made irrigation systems, wells. He was one of the people who started practicing irrigation system from the days of Isaac or Abraham. Irrigation didn't start now. Started so many years ago. And this guy was also into irrigation. He was into farming. That was his business. You may also have your own business. But as God helped him in his farming business, so will God help you in your fashion business. So will God help you in your medical job. So will God help you in your teaching job. Lift up your hand and say, God will help me in my career. He will help me in my profession. That is in 2 Chronicles 26 verse 10. God helped him. He had love for farming. So he had farmers, vine dressers. Then number 5, military setup. God helped him in a military setup. God helped him to build an empire full of forces. Like currently, it is said, I don't know how true it is, but I checked from Google, and they said that it looks like the country with the largest military, okay, is either Indian or Iran. Maybe you know a lot of history, you can compare from. I was watching when this Israeli something started. I started watching, and I came out, I realized that the biggest army, Indian or Iran, one of them is confused, because India, they are many. So their army to many, and Iran to, once you were a child and you start your vacation, like the way you have these children, their vacation, do you know how they spend their camp? America, they'll say you go for camp, you go for summer camp, you go and do music and go and jump and play. In Iran, your camp is to go to Hamas training grounds for children. Oh, I'm not joking. I read on it. They take them to Hamas training grounds. So every Iranian love Hamas, whether they are killers or not, whether they claim they are not part, every Iranian love Hamas. They train them when they are children. So every Iranian can kill. Because it is part of your training. They don't wait for you to grow to become. By the time you grow, they tell you that, you see, they killed your mothers, they killed your fathers. So you grow up with the hatred for the Jews and America. And they take them, so they program their mind. So for my daughter Namicha's age, she has already vacation time, she'll be taken to camp. They will go and they'll teach them how to take gun, how to start, how to lie down, how to dodge. Then they'll show you this flag, it's your enemy. They made us whatever, they made you orphan, they made you. So the children grow up with that. That's why they can just die and say, Allahu Akbar, and they are just bomb themselves, bam, just so that one American will die. And they are fulfilled. Amen. There is power in your name. Miracles.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.